What's going on, fam? I hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday. Hump day, beaches. Now, today is going to be a quality day for you. Quality over quantity is the theme of today's episode. Now, I want to talk a little bit about one aspect of quality, which is going to come down to food quality, because I know that is one area where many of you, if not most of you, have to perceivably focus on more. You think you have to focus on food quality. I personally think that's the easiest thing, but that's because I built those habits. That's because my taste buds have reset. That's because I look at my food, not from an elimination standpoint, which is where you kind of start from, but from a thriving standpoint. I don't look at it as glasses half empty, all the things that I'm not eating. I look at the things that I am eating and I indulge fully with those delicious nutrient dense foods. So I want to read for you a post from the Swole Fam. This was a recent post and this is from Heather. Now, of course, we talked to Heather, I believe, since this post in the Swole Fam roundtable, but I want to bring up this post because it outlines exactly why quality is so important and hopefully that keeps you focused for today. Heather writes, "Hey fam, just checking in. The last time I posted, I was having a bad day and went into my old bad habits. I am a little weak over my elimination diet, or maybe I'm a week over of my elimination diet," typo there. "This week has been great and I feel awesome. In just a short time, I've discovered more about my body than ever before. I have discovered that for me, eating high carbs leads to me being hungrier and more likely to binge. Looking back on past binges, it was always lots of carbs that I would binge on. I have only stuck to meat and a small group of vegetables that consists of spinach, avocados, or mushrooms, and this has kept me full so much longer than I would expect. I also have to admit that when Papa Swole said that you cannot overeat on meat, I had my doubts. This week has taught me that this statement is so true. I had a large steak this week and I had to stop eating it because I was so full, even though the thought of another bite was not appealing. Definitely, it is about quality of food over quantity." So I want to give a shout out to Heather, because since this post in the Facebook group, and we feature on the show, since that post, we have talked to her in the roundtable, the recent roundtable in Swolenormous X, about her approach to nutrition, her psychological approach, not beating yourself up over the past and maybe the damage that you've done to yourself in the past moving forward. But quality is everything. I can't say it enough. Quality supersedes quantity every day of the week. Now, I don't care what anyone says about calories in, calories out. That is not and should not be the main focus of your nutrition. I think that's a major distraction. I think in society today, that is just a nice buzzword. It's a nice concept to create order, kind of like how we have the calendar, we have a clock. We create this kind of order to provide some sort of sanity in this realm of uncertainty, right? We don't know what we're doing on this planet. We don't know why we are here in the universe, the sun. We go around the sun and from our standpoint, it rises and sets. We're like, oh my God, we have a clock. We have all this scheduling and ordering and organization. But in reality, time is just constant. It doesn't stop. It doesn't reset every 24 hours. That's another reason why cheat meals, cheat days, days off, it doesn't really equate like that. Time doesn't stop. It's not like you ate today and tomorrow it's just a clean reset, because you know that if you eat shitty food today, that might fuck you up 3 days from now, because it's not like an Etch-a-Sketch where the next day you just erase and okay, well, that food never existed in your body. You never did that damage. You're back to square one. That's the way people look at it. And they don't look at it as compounded damage, compounded negativity. And if you are eating all these low-quality foods, what are you doing? You're interrupting your endocrine system. So it's not just the calories, right? It's not just, well, I ate 200 and I burned 150. I'm going to gain weight. It's not that simple. What also matters is the effect it has on your body. If you're eating 100 calories of food or whatever it is, let's say you're in a calorie deficit, great, but you ate shitty food, okay. Guess what's going to happen? It might negatively affect your sleep, which is going to send your cortisol levels up. You're going to store more fat because you are not sleeping well. You're not recovering well between your workouts. You might have lower mood. You might have other psychological issues because you're not sleeping enough. You'll have other sorts of fatigue, maybe water retention, bloating. Like, it can have a chain reaction. And think about this. When people eat low quality foods day after day, meal after meal, it adds up. So it's not just the calories, it's the food quality, because what it does to your gut, what it does to your sleep, what it does to your mental health, all these things have a major impact in all aspects of your life. Remember, 7 pillars, not 6, not 5, not 3, not 4, 7 fucking pillars. So let this post by Heather be the light in the darkness for you today. Perhaps if you're feeling a little bit down, feeling like you're struggling, seriously, glass is half full. You are feasting on the foods that you have evolved to eat. You are thriving with these foods. Stop looking at it from a famine mindset. Stop looking at this from a restrictive mindset. Because if you're looking at it from a restrictive mindset, it's going to drive you insane. All these things in the world that are here that I should be eating, but I'm keeping myself from eating it. I'm in a food prison. It's diet culture. Oh my God. Is it really? Or are all these things smoke and mirrors, like the fucking matrix that this world is, and you are focusing on the foods that you should be eating, and then all of a sudden, when your vision gets narrow, you put the blinders on, you focus, all of a sudden, that narrow focus opens up into your whole world. And there's actually so much more beauty and so much more amazing benefits to that than anything else. You don't have to worry about all this crazy ass variety. You don't have to be mixing things up and doing carb cycling and micromanaging and weighing and on the scale and adding and subtracting with a fucking calculator. You could focus on the foods that you've evolved to eat, that you thrive on, eat that shit, and then you have so much more time, mental space, and just literal time to focus on all those other things that you need to do for your family, for your work, for your hobbies, your passions. You understand? You understand when you keep things consistent, when you focus on the more important things? Food is not the most important thing in terms of having to micromanage it. Eat it, fuel up, enjoy your food. You'll feel amazing. And then you have the time and you have the energy to focus on those things that will help you develop as an individual, that will allow you to be productive in society and be fulfilled in all areas of your life.